Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Zaggle Prepaid Ocean Services Limited Q2 FY25 Results Conference Call hosted by Equirus Securities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star, then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. This conference call may contain forward-looking statements about the company, which are based on the beliefs, opinions, and expectations of the company as on date of this call. These statements are not the guarantees of future performance and involve risks and uncertainties that are difficult to predict. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rohan Mandora from Equirus Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thanks, Muskan. Good evening, everyone, and thank you for joining the call. I extend a warm welcome to everyone. On behalf of Equirus, I welcome the management of Zaggle Prepaid Ocean Services Limited to give a brief update on the 2Q FY25 results and address investor questions. We have with us from the management team Dr. Raj Narayanam, Founder and Executive Chairman, Mr. Avinash Godkhindi, MD and CEO, and Mr. Aditya Kumar, CFO. We will now begin with a brief opening remarks from the management, post which we can have Q&A. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Thank you. Thank you, Rohan. A very good evening to everyone. Hope you had a great Diwali and season's greetings to all of you for the upcoming season. Thank you for joining the earnings call for Zaggle Prepaid Ocean Services Limited for the second quarter of fiscal year 2025. On behalf of the company, I extend a very warm welcome to all of you. On this call, we are joined by Mr. Avinash Godkhindi, Managing Director and CEO, Mr. Aditya Kumar, our CFO, and SGA, our Investor Relations Advisors. The financial results, press release, and the investor presentation are uploaded on the stock exchange and on the company website. I hope everybody has had a chance to take a look at it. Now, I would like to give the Zaggle business update. Today, as we assemble for this call, we have completed more than a year as a listed company, and we feel very proud about it. The past year has been truly transformative for us. I extend my heartfelt gratitude to everyone who has been part of this journey. Your continuous support has been the foundation of our success. Our IPO was a major milestone, strengthening our financial position and fortifying our dedication to delivering value to our stakeholders. The achievement highlights the trust our investors have placed in us, and we take this responsibility very seriously. While some of our competitors and some of the in specific categories are facing a little bit of headwinds, listing has helped us consolidate our position as the number one spend management company in India. I am very, very happy and excited to share that we have generated our highest-ever quarterly revenue in this quarter. Our revenue for this quarter stands at 302.6 crores, which is 3,026 million, reflecting a growth of 64% compared to the same period last year. Our performance has exceeded our stated guidance and demonstrates the resilience and agility of our business model. Similarly, in Q2 FY25, our adjusted EBITDA for the quarter reached 29.5 crores or 295 million, representing a growth of 36% year-on-year. So for the overall, total revenue has been 302.6 crores. Our adjusted EBITDA is 29.5 crores. Adjusted EBITDA margin is 9.8%. Reported EBITDA is 26.7 crores, and the reported EBITDA margin is 8.8%. Our comprehensive offerings, combining cutting-edge technology with unparalleled customer service, makes us a trusted partner for business across industries and geographies. We have signed some marquee brands last quarter, like HDFC ERGO, Baroda BNP Paribas, AMC, and Blue Star, amongst others. That said, as we had told last time, that our focus is going to be on the cross-sell. Cross-sell continues to be a key focus area for us, which allows us to deeply integrate into our clients' ecosystem. We, from a product company, are slowly moving towards a platform company, and one such example is Subway, who has been our customer for some time now and was facing challenges with reconciliation and visibility of spending across its multiple stores, including cash payments for day-to-day expenses. And there, we offered our Zoyer Petty Cash solution enabled with QR payments, which has significantly reduced their cash payments, gained transparency across outlets, and received regular reports that provide full visibility into, you know, what has been collected at the store. Zaggle has a huge opportunity to cross-sell its solution to all existing customers. And in this particular industry, which is like a QSR industry, the scope is, you know, very, very large and huge to be able to go the length and breadth of this industry. Like that, there are many other industries which we will be able to go in future. As per the industry articles, the global spend management market is expanding at 10.2% annually, while the Indian market is estimated to expand at a CAGR of 15.5%. The highlight, this actually highlights the need for better spend management solution to improve expense tracking, increase efficiency, improve compliance, enable decision making, and overall boost productivity. The spend management space is evolving at a fast pace, and we are leading the way by introducing market relevant products and newer use cases. Requirements for efficiency, transparency, better compliance, and regulation, which are the underlying thesis behind our products, continue to thrive and increase exponentially. As part of our growth strategy, we are actively looking for strategic alliances as well as inorganic growth opportunities. During this quarter, we completed the strategic acquisition of TaxPanner, which will allow Zaggle to add comprehensive tax services to our repertoire of products which are under spend management solution. We have also received the board approval for an investment in Mobileware Technologies, a company leading the payment infrastructure development in India, closely working with NPCI. We are strongly focusing on M&A with a combined strategy of small tuck-ins and larger investment opportunities. We are actively seeking opportunities in the fintech sector, including areas like NBFC, payments, SaaS, etc. Our focus is to expand our business by tapping into newer, deeper profit pools, increasing our customer base, and building a foundation for a stronger growth. Although finding deals that are directly EBITDA accretive in the fintech sector is tough, but we are constantly looking at opportunities which will either boost EBITDA or increase our product portfolio or open a new market for us. As discussed last time, you know, additionally, we are working on expanding internationally, leveraging our success in the domestic market to build a strong global presence. As you are aware, that spend management is a global concept, you know, slightly new to India, but overall, all over the world, it is a very, very large business. In the international markets, US market, you know, remains as a key opportunity due to its vast potential. You know, there are particular segments and segues, you know, which provide us, you know, which could possibly provide us a easier landing and faster expanding. We also see that there is a very strong customer demand in the US for products like ours, and overall, with our cost structure in India, we should be able to, you know, provide the best service at best possible prices in the US market. In line with our growth plans, we have taken approval from Board of Directors for a fundraise up to ₹950 crores, which is 9,500 million, subject to shareholders' approval. Given our strong performance this quarter, we are upping our guidance to 50 to 55% growth in our top line for FY25. We are very confident of doubling our FY24 revenues in next 2 years. As we rapidly grow our top line, we are committed to protecting and growing our margins over a period of time, which is of paramount importance to us. As we focus on our financial performance, we are also dedicated to social responsibility, integrating environmental stewardship with our business goals, and offering financial wellness education. Our CSR efforts support various causes, including education, gender equality, healthcare, and poverty alleviation. We are committed to being a responsible and active participant in the societal progress. With this, I would now hand it over to Mr. Avinash Godkhindi, CEO and MD, Zaggle.
Thank you, Dr. Raj, for your remarks, and a very warm welcome to everyone on the call. With the backdrop that's been set by Dr. Raj's remarks, I would like to highlight that our growth coincides with an increase in the scale of our impact. With our insightful dashboards, we're transforming how companies track their spends and manage it. By diversifying our product portfolio and introducing more use cases, we have not only diversified our revenue streams, but also expanded our total addressable market, TAM, considerably. Looking back at the last quarter, the company has delivered yet another strong quarterly growth performance, improving profitability and compelling financial performance, underscoring a resilient momentum. Allow me to spend a few minutes to reflect on the recent performance. Our SaaS fee, platform fee or service fee, the revenue contribution of this line stood at 85 million or 8.5 crores in the last quarter. Program fees, the revenue stood from program fees at about 1261 million Indian rupees or 126 crores. Propel Points revenue stood at 1679 million INR or about 168 crores. The revenue recognition basis is on a gross basis for Propel Points, and the margins vary from 7 to 9%. Zoyer, our accounts payable platform, has found a high degree of acceptance, and a major use case that has emerged is petty cash expense management. We foresee high acceptance of this solution in businesses with multiple location operations. Dr. Batra's Positive Health Clinic Private Limited is one such example. A customer, an existing customer with about 1,000 employees using the Zaggle Save solution, which encompasses employee expenses, reimbursements, and benefits. Recently, we were able to cross-sell Zoyer to Dr. Batra's to help them manage their accounts payable along with their petty cash management for their 130 stores across the country. We anticipate a significant contribution from Zoyer in the coming years. The Bharat Bill Payment System, BBPS, is an RBI-mandated system which offers an integrated and interoperable bills payment services to corporate customers and other customers, actually. This is also a major use case within Zoyer. Berkowitz Health and Skin Clinic recently signed up for our Zoyer BBPS solution. Corporates face challenges in paying their utility bills due to the manual process and the untimely submission of bills, leading to penalties and loss of early payment discounts. Additionally, erroneous entries in the ERP system due to manual input result in incorrect reconciliations, not to mention the fraud and potential fraud and leakage possibilities. The BBPS solution provided by Zoyer ensures one-time registration for all billers on the platform with an automated bill fetch facility and a multi-level approval workflow. This streamlines bill payments and reconciliation, which helps avoiding in penalties. The solution blends beautifully with our Zaggle business credit cards for seamless payments. I'm happy to share that our first fleet solution for Torrent Gas also went live this quarter. Overall, the fleet solution space is a very large addressable market of 79,000 crores as per Government of India data, and we continue to be bullish about this space. Zaggle International Payments, ZIP, which focuses on forex and remittances, also presents a significant growth opportunity to tap into a growing TAM on account of high overseas travel both for business and leisure. We have tied up with card networks and partners for forex business to capture a significant market share in this space in the coming years. As more and more Indians fall in the tax regime, the requirement for tax solutions is becoming imperative. Our latest acquisition, TaxPlanner, is a leading provider of tax services to individuals and businesses. TDS filing is an important activity for individuals as well as companies. And in our Zoyer solution, we work with vendors of companies who need to file their TDS refund. Similarly, in the Propel platform, we work with agents, retailers, and dealers who need to file their tax refund. TaxBanner's services and capabilities integrate beautifully with Zaggle solutions to provide tremendous value to our corporate customers and their users. All these products have higher adaptability for our customers, and we foresee robust growth in the future. We serve a wide range of industries, including BFSI, technology, retail, healthcare, manufacturing, FMCG, infrastructure, and automobiles, making our corporate customer network truly diverse and sector agnostic. Of late, we've been onboarding marquee clients, including Big Basket, Canson Homes, HDFC Ergo, BNP, Baroda BNP Paribas, AMC, Equinox India, Pirelli Tire, Blue Star, amongst others. Through this year, there has been a heightened focus to sign large enterprise accounts, which helps us to sell multiple products and use cases, lowers our CAC, and increases the lifetime value of the customer. This quarter, our founder and chairman, Dr. Taj P. Narayanam, won the Lifetime Achievement Award at the International Startup Foundation 2024. Aligned with Government of India's pivotal initiatives like Startup India, Digital India, and Make in India, ISF aims to collaborate with over 50,000 startups, fostering their growth and bolstering the innovation of Atmanirbhar Bharat. I'm also extremely happy to share with you that Chitkara University, Punjab, recently awarded our founder and executive chairman, Dr. Raj P. Narayanam, an honorary degree, doctorate degree, honors causa. Additionally, they inaugurated a dedicated center named the Dr. Raj P. Narayanam FinTech Center for Excellence, within which we are launching specialized courses on FinTech, providing select MBA students at Chitkara University a comprehensive understanding of the rapidly evolving FinTech industry. As always, our focus remains on executing our defined strategy, building futuristic solutions, and developing a diverse pool of revenues and dipping into diverse pools of profits as well that support our growth path. Now I hand over to our CFO, Aditya Kumar, to take you through a finance update. Thank you.
Thank you, Avinash, and a very warm welcome to everyone on this call. I am delighted to report that the company has delivered another quarter of strong performance with highest ever quarterly revenue along with strong margin expansion, clearly demonstrating the value we are delivering to our customers. For the second quarter of 2025, the company reported a record revenue of INR 3026 million with a YOY growth of 64.2%. This was on the back of strong growth across our both revenue lines, Program Fee and Propel Points. Our adjusted EBITDA grew by 36% to INR 295 million in the quarter compared to INR 217 million in the same period last year. Our cash PAT, which includes net profit along with depreciation and ESOP expenses, has surged by an impressive 43% on a YOY basis to INR 238.17 million, which is highest ever. Our PAT more than doubled to INR 186 million compared to INR 76 million in the previous year. The company continues to have strong customer relationships with low churn and focus to expand existing relationships to build sustainable and reliable revenue streams. This is a substantial increase in the incentive and cashback, which is in line with business growth and high due to festival season match required for the customers to spend using Zaggle offerings. The employee cost has increased on account of one-time incentives paid to employees during the quarter. During FY25, we expect to record total ESOP expenses close to INR 100 million. For H1 FY25, our revenue from operations surged by 83% on a YOY basis to INR 5547 million. Our adjusted EBITDA has increased a substantial growth of 55% to INR 551 million. Notably, our cash PAT surged by an impressive 72% to INR 458 million. As of 30th September 2024, our gross debt is INR 555 million with a cash and bank balance of INR 1827 million. With that, I would like to conclude my update and we are happy to open the floor for questions. Thank you.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask question may press star and one on the touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Ankush Agarwal from Huge Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello, am I audible?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So firstly, if I look at the Purple platform gross revenues, those have further dipped during the quarter to about 3.5%. They were already lower in the Q1 at about 6% versus our normal range of about 8 to 10%. So can you explain what is happening over there and how do you see this gross margin for Propel moving in H2?
Thanks for the question. Aditya here. So the current quarter, the Propel margins were reduced on account of high brand usage in terms of Amazon and Flipkart. Plus, over the year end, the margins will be disrupted because we will get overriding commission from brands on the volumes meeting. So from next quarter onwards, end of this year, H2, we will get the margins back to normalized margins of 7 to 9%.
Okay, so for the full year, we'll have that 7 to 9% margin.
Yes.
Okay. Secondly, in terms of this UIP that we're looking to raise of about 150 crores, it is obviously a huge sum. So can you give some color on how much of this fundraise is towards organic growth and how much is for inorganic growth? A broad split would help.
Thank you. Thank you for your question. As you are aware, we are yet to receive shareholder approval, and this is for up to 950 crores, and the approval is valid for a year. The whole idea is to be able to have this enabling provision with us so that we are ready to be able to tap into any opportunities that we come across from time to time, both for organic growth, international expansion, as well as inorganic growth. Difficult to say at this moment how much would the split be, but broadly that's the commentary that we can give you.
Okay. Lastly, in terms of our M&A, we have been taking a couple of broad categories, which includes NBFC as well. So wanted to understand, are we looking to acquire an NBFC to sort of do backward integration into payment instruments? And if so, don't you think that would add additional risk to the business in terms of capital requirements and the need to bear capital credit risk as well in case of say, something like credit card?
So if you look at all of these are opportunities that we are exploring because end of the day, we are looking to increase our profits and deepen our penetration with our customers, right? And these are demands that are getting generated today where we are partnering with various NBFCs and lenders. If you look at it, a credit card is also a three-part product with one part being payment, the other part being lending, and the third part being a marketing instrument, right? So there is an angle there when we are doing credit cards. So I would say, again, too early for us to talk about, you know, the nature of the acquisition, if there will be an acquisition and how it will pan out.
Yeah, but as a strategy, is the business comfortable in doing that kind of backward integration of being the issuer of payment instruments? Do you want to be that company? Is what I'm trying to understand.
We are not averse to it to be a issuer of a payment instrument or an instrument which is regulated. For us, what matters is where are the profit pools, what's the demand from our customers, and where is our sustained growth going to come from.
Got it. I'll get back in the queue for further questions. Thank you.
Thank you. Before we move to the next question, a reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask questions. The next question is from the line of Aman Sefi from iWealth Management. Please go ahead.
Hello, sir. I hope I'm audible.
Yes.
Yes, sir. Thank you for the opportunity and congrats on a super set of numbers. I wanted to understand that our chairman mentioned in our opening remark that our competitors are facing some headwinds in their respective segments. If you can, sir, elaborate on to that and how are we benefiting out of it?
Thank you so much for your question. See, what you have seen is that, you know, there has been a funding winter, you know, for the fintech industry or in, you know, in general, you know, funding has been very, very tight in the private space. So, you know, what is happening is that a lot of companies, you know, which possibly were, you know, trying to grow very fast, have abandoned that plan and the focus is a lot more on profitability. And while it's tough for them to, you know, do profitability at, you know, at their size, what we see is that a lot of those companies are abandoning or getting closed down, which gives us another beautiful opportunity to, you know, bite into their customer pool. And that is what I, you know, meant by when I said that there are little bit headwinds, you know, to some of the smaller companies who were trying to, you know, copy our model or some of the, you know, more prevalent models in the fintech industry.
Okay, sir, I understood that. And the second question is that previously, we, like in last quarter, so we have added so many high-profile customers, as you mentioned. We have added some new products as that is fleet management, international payments, and we are also targeting our inorganic expansion as well. So, sir, I remember last quarter as well, and in our AGM as well, we have been saying about 55% growth this year and doubling 2 years, the numbers in 2 years. I'm not seeing any change in our guidance, sir. Are we, you know, missing out something on today?
Yeah, yeah. So the change in our guidance is from, you know, we had earlier said 45% to 55%. Now we are saying that, you know, it is 50% to 55%. So there is no, you know, just that the if you just look at the numerator, it has moved by 5 bps. You know, and we might pleasantly surprise you with a little bit more growth than what we have stated. You know, we are going to be very, very aggressive in the market. You know, while protecting our margins, we want to give a very clear indication to the market that, you know, we are after growth, okay, at sustained margins or bettering the margins at the cost of, you know, a lot of other players who are there in the market, because we have moved away, you know, from just selling a product. We are moving to a platform. Now, in platform, you have multiple products in a single platform, and with which, you know, the CAC, the cost of acquisition, will go down, the productivity will improve, the dependence of the corporate or the enterprise is going to be higher, you know, on us. And what we have to do it is execute it ruthlessly. So the only thing which I can tell you is that, you know, while every time we have gone ahead and given our guidance, we have stuck to it, we have done probably a little bit better or in and about it. Okay, but we are going forward, we are possibly, you know, going to grow aggressively and looking at the opportunities which the market is giving us. Okay, so there is no better time than today, you know, to expand as fast as possible, because the markets are very, very good for our kind of business. While you know, a lot of other sectors are slowing down, when other sectors slow down, what happens is to do their sales, they have to do a lot of incentives to their channels. You know, that also helps us. They also need to, you know, control costs wherever expense management and our accounts payable systems and the, you know, product comes in. So overall, it is slowly, slowly turning out to be a beautiful market to dive in. Did I answer your question?
Yes, sir. That helps, sir. That answers my question. Thank you so much, sir, and all the best.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Shreyash Kumar from Equirus Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, am I audible?
Yes, sir.
So I had some questions. So the first question is, our incentives and cashbacks are lower in 2Q versus 1Q. What is driving that?
Yeah, ultimately we are always trying to optimize and make sure that we are able to control our cashbacks and incentives. It is a function of how much we are able to penetrate into existing customers versus new customers, how much what's the cycle that the business is in for the customer as well. and a variety of factors, but by and large, we are always keeping an eye on trying to control the cashbacks and incentives, and some of those efforts have borne fruit this quarter.
Got it, sir. And sir, what is our revenue share from verticals like Zatix, fleet management, and international payments? And how do we look at that revenue share growing over the next 2-3 years?
So the revenue share from these three lines is very nascent today, akin to what Zoyer was a couple of years ago, right? We consistently spoke of our belief in Zoyer during our roadshows and during IPO, etc. as well. And, you know, now Zoyer is doing phenomenally well. And we believe that these lines of businesses, as we, you know, work to acquire more customers, get these systems more embedded in our customers, workflows, we'll see significant revenues come from these lines of businesses in the coming years.
Is there any number you would like guide to in terms of revenue share?
Hard to you know, give you a pinpointed answer right now, but we are seeing great green shoots. We are seeing a whole host of, for example, on the fleet side, very large customers signing up for LOIs and, you know, pilots which have been very successful, not just Torrent Gas. You know, those are very large companies. So we are seeing a lot of uptake kicking in all these solutions.
Got it, sir. And my last question is, so on our slide 19, we have mentioned the different contract wins that we have had during the quarter. For repute, it is said that Zaggle Save will be published on their marketplace. What do we mean by that?
So basically, look, we are always trying to look at these different platforms where we can make our solutions available for, you know, their customers to come and avail of our services, our solutions. Because if you look at our SMB strategy, we don't aggressively go and sell directly to SMBs. We sell through these sort of platforms, and that this is a partnership which helps us do that.
Got it, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. A reminder to all participants, you may press star and one to ask question. The next question is from the line of Arpit Shah from Stallion Asset. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Congratulations on a good set of numbers. I have a couple of questions. I'll just list all of them down. Just wanted to have a sense on what would be our GMV number for the Zoyer product and what kind of take rate we have on that. And is it possible to publish those numbers every quarter? If that is possible. Second question would be around what would be our revenue streams on the Zip product, which is our foreign exchange product. So would it be on the program fee? Would it be on the SaaS fees? How would that product look like?
Go ahead, please.
Yeah, I'll just list down all my questions, then you can get to the answering part. On the QIP part, we have taken a resolution to raise around 950 crores. So this 950 crores would be focused on customer acquisition. It could be focused on acquiring companies. Or would it be focused on infusing equity to an NBFC, which I think so you all made a comment earlier in the call. You wanted to understand on that bit. And just how does the fourth question would be around how does RBI view some of your products? Because if I see SBI cards, one of the listed peers, has seen a very, very big decline in their corporate card spend. So how are your products different from SBI cards products, which are on corporate spends? And I just missed the earlier comments on NBFC. What is our view on that?
Great. So thank you so much for your questions. I'll, you know, take the most difficult one first, which is the RBI view of our products. Well, you know, RBI's view is RBI's view. I think we would not be the right people to comment on their view. But I can assure our investors and listeners on this call and everyone else that we've always erred on the side of caution and taken a very conservative view when it comes to compliance and regulation. We've always, you know, looked to integrate directly either with banks or, you know, systems that are very widely accepted, so that we don't end up using platforms that are in the gray area, right? We always look at regulation to make sure that we are adhering to it in letter and spirit. And we partner with a whole host of banks and issuers of corporate credit cards, including Axis Bank, ICICI Bank, SBI Cards, Bob Cards. We have Yes Bank and a whole host of others, right? So we work with all of them. The biggest differentiator is that we are a software-led solution, right? The software that we bring, whether it's Petty Cash, whether it's BBPS, whether it's Zoyer, whether it's, you know, the expense management, that makes a huge difference in the value that we bring to the customer. The card is just an enabling instrument which makes sure that the transactions are, you know, completed, and the reconciliation happens between the data that we get from the receipts that are invoices that the user scan and the transaction information which the bank or the issuer holds, right? So that's the larger view, but beyond that, I think it would not be right on our part to comment as to how RBI would view our products. Regarding the QIP, we are, as I said previously, we are, you know, it's an enabling resolution. The shareholder approval is yet to come in. The board approval has come in. It is up to 950 crores. The approval is valid for a year. It allows us to be able to go ahead and, you know, potentially raise capital at the right time for both organic growth, inorganic growth, and, you know, look at international expansion. And we don't want to be underprepared when the right opportunities arise, and we want to be ready in terms of all the approvals so that when the right opportunities come up, we are able to take full advantage of it. With regards to NBFCs, we are looking at a variety of potential inorganic opportunities. NBFCs is one of them. Any of these plays that we look at it from a, are these tech-led plays and not as traditional businesses. So the whole thesis is that, you know, there's a significant component of the value that is coming in from a differentiated tech play or fintech play. And, you know, there are potential accompanying licenses, could be NBFC, could be others, right? So that's our view. With regards to Zip revenue streams, Zip itself is a very comprehensive space. There are, you know, one is the Forex card partnerships that we have with a variety of players like Axis Bank, with Nishi Forex, with Wall Street Forex. Here the revenue streams are varied. You know, you have your, obviously your interchange, which is much higher for Forex. You have, you know, fees that can be charged to the user because there are ATM withdrawal fees, loading fees, etc., card issuance fees. And there is potentially there's, you know, a Forex markup also that the bank or the issuer is able to earn because of the difference in the bank's rate of Forex and the, what the customer gets, right? And that's the revenue streams, and we work with our issuers to share the revenue basis, the volumes that we generate, right? Regarding lastly on the GTV for various lines of businesses, we are seeing a lot of cross usage of, you know, our cards. A corporate credit card which is issued to a user is being used for petty cash as well as their corporate expenses. So the GTV is getting on the same card also now because we are pushing hard for cross-sell. Used across Zoyer, used across expense management, which is part of Save. So it's a little hard for us to actually give a precise breakup of GTV for each of these businesses. And that's by design because we are pushing the same corporate, the same user, the same on the same card to use it in more ways for more use cases, married to different, you know, products, software products that we offer. So that would be a little tricky for us to be able to bifurcate because people are using the same card for both Zoyer use cases as well as Save.
So when you... Hello?
Yeah.
Hello? Yeah, when you say you want to do tech-led products on the financial, on the NBFC side, so what exactly you mean the tech-led products on that front?
See, basically our thesis is that, you know, it has to be a differentiated play. When I mean tech, basically it has to be a differentiated play, not a very traditional space where there's, you know, it becomes a, it's a race to the bottom, right? We are always looking for these differentiated plays where we have, you know, some unique or a very interesting value proposition that gets created. And because it's a very powerful value proposition, we are able to extract higher value from our customers and partners. Right? So that's what I mean when I say tech-led.
Got it. And any PAT number guidance for FY25 and 26?
Too early, sir. Too early.
Okay, got it. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Ayush Rathi from Aditya Birla Money. Please go ahead.
Thanks a lot for taking my question. Firstly, congratulations on a great set of numbers. So firstly, I have a few accounting related questions. Firstly, on the trade receivables, it has increased from 175 crores to 202 odd crores. So any particular reason on that? And do we plan to end on a similar kind of number, or will it be higher than what it is right now for the fiscal year, FY25?
So, Ayush, thanks for the question. So the TR largely is increased on account of one, business growth. And secondly, the businesses, whatever invoicing to the banks happened, right, that has come in the last month of the segment. So for whatever we raise invoices in September, we have received that money in the current month as well. It's phenomena of business growth along with invoicing on the last month.
All right. Got it.
For this year, it should be in the similar lines. On a totality basis, you compare.
All right, got it. So most of my questions are being already answered. So one question, sir, in the opening remark, you mentioned about the BPPL solution, which Zaggle has started. So could you talk about in a more explicit manner? And apart from that, also, sir, there are three opportunities which I can understand of. One is fleet management. Second, is BPL, which you have mentioned. And the one which I have already mentioned earlier, which is ONDC. So could you throw some more light on how is it ramping up and what are the steps which we are taking right now for the ONDC opportunity as well? If you can just throw some more light on that.
Yeah, so on the BBPS, look, one of the things which is very adjacent to the petty cash use case that we have seen is anybody like an NBFC, like an AMC, like a, you know, insurance company, or anybody who has stores, right, could be retail store, they have very clearly two sets of problems. One, how do you reconcile your petty cash? And second, how do you make sure all your utility bills are being paid on time, right? Whether it's electricity, whether it's your water, whether it's phone, and how do you make sure that there is no leakage there, right? The bills are paid on time. If there's any early payment benefit that you can get, can you avail of that? And how do you make sure that the correct amount is being paid at the right time? So our Zoyer platform allows you to do both. One, we have the BBPS integration today with NPCI through Yes Bank. And that allows us for us to be able to offer the ability for these companies to centrally sit and make that payment rather than, you know, ask each branch to send a bill and, you know, wait for that branch or that store to send that bill and then assess it and, you know, make the payment, right? And the payment happens seamlessly through our platform using a business credit card. So that's the whole idea with BBPS. And now with NPCI stepping in to make that platform very powerful, and most billers are today part of BBPS, literally the entire country is covered to be able to offer this solution, right? Could you repeat your second question, please?
Yeah, the second thing was on ONDC. So you have already mentioned about that as an opportunity. So how is it ramping up, anything on that side?
So ONDC, the card is yet to be launched, right? We've signed with ONDC, which was the first step. We were hoping to tap into the Diwali season, but of course these programs and products take a certain amount of time. We see a great opportunity as ONDC grows for us to be able to ride on that growth. We also anticipate a lot of corporates, both public sector and government itself, state government, central government, as well as private sector companies, to do more and more of their rewards gifting on the ONDC platform in the coming years. And we want to be able to tap into that demand and that sentiment of a platform which is an Indian platform, a Bharatiya platform, helping small Bharatiya businesses.
Got it, sir. So lastly, on the fleet management, sir, first of all, congratulations that in this quarter we have already executed with Torrent Gas. But just wanted to understand that even competitor called Vex, which is like a global player, which almost drives up around, 60% of the revenue from fleet management solutions. So just on that bit, sir, how big is it for us? And in the coming years, how big can we scale the fleet management solutions, assuming that it's somewhere around 79,000 crore opportunity? And if it is big, then what steps are we taking for the execution part of it? And will it grow linearly or exponentially in the coming years for Zaggle?
No, this can potentially grow exponentially for us in Zaggle. This is again a space where globally there are a lot of mature players. India also, this has become very much relevant because, in the last few years, the road network, the highway network has really improved in India, right? And that allows for a lot of, and also the volume of goods that are being transported from point A to point B, etc., has grown a lot. A lot of make in India is happening, so that also requires goods to be transported from places where manufacturing setups are there, and all that basically leads to more transport of goods through the road network, right? And this is an unorganized space in terms of fleet management. Largely, it's untapped. We are one of the few players who are offering the solution here today, and there's a crying need from both the fleet owners as well as the oil marketing companies and the CNG providers to be able to provide a solution which allows for the fleet owner to be able to control the spends, track the spends, and make sure that those are happening at the partner outlets, right? We are also seeing interest come in from manufacturers of automobiles who want to partner in this ecosystem and link it to their vehicle service, because the life of the vehicle is a very important metric for the fleet owner. And while the fleet owner wants the vehicle to be serviced at a authorized service center of a Tata Motors or any of these companies, or the manufacturers of the trucks of the fleet, the driver may or may not have the same thought process, right? By creating a wallet which forces the driver to go to outside service center, because the money is only going to be used at those outlets through that wallet within the same card, we have an opportunity to be able to tap into that potential as well. So there are a lot of these use cases, again, which we are working on with some of these OEMs who are already our customers for Propel and other use cases, to be able to extend it to the fleet solution.
Got it, sir. Thanks a lot for the detailed explanation and all the best for your future.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Deepak Podar from Sapphire Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, I'm audible, sir.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Okay, yeah, thank you very much, sir, for this opportunity. So I just wanted to understand, in your one of the remarks you mentioned, as we increase our top line, we would also be looking to increase our EBITDA margins. On an annual basis, what sort of EBITDA margin improvement we are looking at for maybe next 2 to 3 years?
See, right now we have given a guidance that we hold to current to similar levels, but in the coming years, we see a significant growth in the EBITDA margins. And we believe that, you know, in the next few years, we'll see a very different, you know, EBITDA profile in the coming few years.
Can you give some range of the aspiration that we are looking at over the next 2-3 years?
I think we wouldn't want to, you know, put down a hard number right now, but, you know, this business has high operating leverage. And naturally, this leads to, you know, expansion in the margins over time. Cross-sell also allows you to be able to expand margins very significantly. So we believe that those margins are going to expand very significantly in the coming years.
Okay, okay. Because earlier I think we were of the view, I mean, 15-16% is what we might look at, I mean,
yes,
over the medium to long term.
Yes, so you already have the answer, sir.
Okay, okay, fair. Okay, I think that would be it from my side. All the very best to you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Debasi Mazduram from Swin Investments. Please go ahead.
Good evening to the management team and congratulations on the very good set of numbers. So just wanted to get some sense that what is the program fee breakup between Save, Propel and Zoyer, if you can give me for this quarter and last year same quarter.
Hi, so again, as I mentioned, we are seeing a lot of use cases where the same instrument that has been given to a user, we are trying to get that user to use it for across, you know, a Save user to use it for Zoyer, a Propel user to use it for, you know, Save and Propel. So giving a breakup would be a little difficult for us because the same card is being used for multiple use cases, and that's by design. We want more and more spends to flow through, you know, the same user and the same instrument that's issued.
Okay, so just for my understanding, so Zoyer number was like around 47 crore last quarter. So if you can give some idea how that number has panned out in this quarter.
It's done well, sir. It's about in the similar range and it's done well. And overall, we are seeing a lot of growth in variety of use cases there.
So similar range means 47 crore is the number that you are quoting?
No, I'm telling you, we have not been able to arrive at a number because there's a lot of cross usage of the card, but the numbers are healthy because we are tracking it in multiple ways in terms of number of corporates, number of overall transactions, and numbers are pretty healthy for us.
Okay, understood. And the second question is, if I see the Propel margin, which are coming to like 4% approx to the net revenue from Propel, so should we assume like 4-5% kind of gross margin on the Propel platform going forward, or there is a increase there possibility?
So generally, sir, the Propel contribution always includes of 2-3 categories. One is on the commissions what they earn, and second is from the overriding commissions which we receive from the brand after reaching certain limits, etc. So on a overall level, anyways, the margin should lie between 7-9%.
Okay. And the third question is, if I may, we have seen the corporate customers have obviously gone up because of new customer addition. Your user per customer is currently around 940 per customer. So with this, you know, new corporate additions, where do you think this number to settle down, the user per customer number? Over the period of next 2-3 quarters, I'm not asking for a very long-term guidance.
Our focus is on large enterprise customers, and you know, these enterprise accounts don't add on their users right at the get-go, right? The users get added over a period of time. So this number will grow as we go along is what our belief is. In the next 2-3 quarters, this should grow. But of course, please keep in mind that as we keep adding newer customers, the newer customers and the newer cohorts will always, play a dampening effect on that, right?
Correct. Okay, understood. Thank you very much for taking my questions and wish you all the best.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Rohan Nagpal from Helios Capital. Please go ahead.
Hi, thanks for taking my question. Congratulations on a good set of numbers. I had a question on the incentive and cashback line item. So in previous quarters, when the incentive and cashback number was a much higher proportion of program fees to program fee revenue, the explanation was that incentives and cashbacks are just a feature of the industry and customers are habituated to receiving incentives and cashbacks for their spends. Now that the number has gone down materially, the incentives and cashbacks have reduced significantly. Could you provide some color on the kinds of efforts that you've undertaken that have found success in this effort?
See, there are multiple things that we do, right? One, as you start getting new users on the platform, initially you need them to register, you need them to also use the card and sort of key it into their whatever online platform that they are transacting, right? So there's a friction there because there's an OTP that gets generated, etc. So there's a certain amount of incentivization that you need to do for people to kickstart using, right? Now you're seeing a lot of the usage which is also repeat of people who are using more and more on the same card, right, which is what I was talking about using for the same use case. So one of the efforts is to get people who are already carded to use the cards more and to spend it for a variety of use cases, whether it's petty cash, whether it's BBPS, whether it's employee expenses, reimbursements, etc., etc. The other effort, of course, is as you negotiate with the customers, as more and more marquee names start to use the platform, your need to, on Zoyer, offer higher cashback starts to go down because there's more trust and more belief in the platform, both for the market as well as, our sales folks. Our sales folks realize that you possibly don't need to offer such significantly higher cashbacks. So there's always an attempt to encourage our sales teams to keep the cashback at as low a level as possible. So those are, things that we've done both internally and externally to be able to get the cashbacks at a lower level right now.
Thank you. That's helpful. And while I understand it's slightly difficult to give an estimate of revenue contribution of Zoyer and Spade to the program fee comment, a couple of questions. One, is there any component of incentives that we've received from the card network that is in the program fee revenue this quarter? And second, while you may not be able to provide payment volumes, would it be possible to give a sense of the number of cards that have been issued across save and across say prepaid and credit, and how that number has moved over the last few quarters?
So if I'm understanding your first question right, you're asking if there is some component of Propel in the program.
No, sorry, not Propel. But in the past, you've talked about incentives from the card networks like Visa, that where if you drive a certain amount of payment volume, you trigger an incentive. Is there any component of any such incentive in the program fee line item this quarter?
So generally the incentives are paid at the end of the year, sir. So for them it's the calendar year, and we typically get it after completion of the calendar year. So in initial 2 quarters it doesn't consist. But it will be part of the program fee. Historically also that will be very minor. It's a 2% of the total program fee, kind of less than 2%.
Okay. And would it be possible to provide some numbers on the number of credit cards and prepaid cards, or the number of cards, credit cards and prepaid cards that have been issued, or just credit cards, because prepaid card numbers enormous. Just the number of the credit cards that have been issued.
Yeah, so great question. The thing with corporate credit cards or business cards is the number of cards is not necessarily the right metric to look at the business at all, because each card has significant spends. Unlike a retail card where the SIF or the accounts in force or cards in force is a very critical metric, in commercial cards or business cards, the metric that the industry tracks always is the spends, right? So our spends are growing per card, and our spends are growing overall well. So that's what I can share with you.
Would it be possible to provide a payment volume across credit cards and prepaid cards in that case?
If required, we can connect separately.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, as that was the last question for the day, I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Over to you, sir.
Thank you so much, for patiently listening to us. You know, we look forward to, continue the good work which we have been doing, really appreciate all the investors, across board, all the shareholders who have been consistent with their support. We look forward to, another great quarter and another great year for all of us. I thank you very much and very humbly and remain grateful to all of you. Thank you.
Thank you. On behalf of Equirus Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us and you may now disconnect your lines. Thank you.